You're watching Al Jazeera with me, Sahil Rahman, in Doha. A reminder of our top news stories. Authorities in Burkina Faso enforced an overnight curfew after a day of violence. Soldiers mutinied at several army camps on Sunday, but the government denied there was an attempted coup. The US has told its citizens in Ukraine and families of its Kiev embassy staff to leave the country. The State Department is warning military action by Russia could come at any time. Washington is also urging Americans not to go to Russia. Mike Hanna has more from Washington, D.C.
The State Department personnel also made clear one very important point, that there has been no change in the situation in recent days, which has led to this upgraded travel notice, making very clear that the decision to do so now was not in response to any specific threat, rather the broad threat posed by a Russian incursion, which has been in place for a period of time. Now, the State Department officials also say that U.S. nationals in Ukraine should start making arrangements should they wish to leave.
Over the weekend, the U.S. sent two plane loads of weapons and ammunition to Ukraine. The $200 million shipment of so-called lethal aid is aimed at strengthening Kiev's defense capabilities as Russian troops mass on Ukraine's border. Moscow denies it's planning any military offensive. In other news, Taliban officials are in talks with Western powers in Norway. They're focusing on Afghanistan's worsening humanitarian crisis and reports of human rights abuse. Senior Taliban members are expected to meet officials from several NATO countries, including US representatives. About 200 people, mostly Afghans living in Norway, protested in Oslo as the talks began, chanting "No to Taliban." The demonstrators said any move towards official recognition would be resisted, claiming that the Taliban hasn't changed since it was pushed from power in 2001. The World Health Organization's Europe director says there are further signs the Omicron variant is moving the pandemic into a new phase. Hans Klug said he's optimistic that COVID-19 is shifting from a pandemic to a more manageable endemic illness like the flu. Scientists in Israel say a fourth shot of Pfizer COVID-19 triples protection against several illnesses for people over the age of 60. An additional booster will not provide complete immunity.